I watched my wife squirm as she lay naked on the floor. Her arms and legs were all tied, leaving her spread eagle, her beautiful face glazed with lust. We had been dabbling in the BDSM lifestyle for a few years, and while we were both switch, she preferred being submissive. "Take your clothes off," I said to Daniel in a deep authoritative tone. We had met him online, and we both agreed he would be the perfect play toy to fulfill our mutual fantasy of a threesome. He was in his late 20s, with a taut, athletic body and a big, thick cock. He was a natural submissive, eager to explore the lifestyle with my wife and I. "Yes, sir," he responded, as he peeled off his tight shirt, exposing his broad, muscular chest to our hungry eyes. He dropped his pants to the floor, and his big, hard cock sprung free and pointed skyward, announcing his excitement like a beacon in the sky. My wife whimpered like an excited puppy as she gazed at his hard dick, and her excitement increased when I walked over to Daniel and ran my finger up the length of his long shaft. I had only recently discovered my bi-curious side with my wife's help, but I was surprisingly comfortable touching another man's dick for the first time. It was warm and alive under my fingertips, and I felt my own cock stirring in my loose-fitting slacks. "Do you like that, baby?" I asked her as I wrapped my fist around his thick, throbbing dick and slowly stroked it. Daniel moaned deep and low. Like me, he had never been with another guy before, but he had told me that he was excited to try it, especially as a submissive, and he couldn't wait to wrap his lips around my cock. I led him to the bed and guided his thick cock into my wife's hungry mouth. She moaned loudly as the rich flavor of his pre-cum filled her eager mouth. She had confessed to me that having sex with two men at the same time had replaced her lesbian fantasies at the top of her bucket list, and I was willing to fulfill them both. I climbed between my wife's splayed thighs and rubbed my cock across the engorged lips of her soaking wet pussy, making her moan around Daniel's hard, meaty dick. Her hips writhed and thrust to meet mine as I fucked her hard and fast, and she sucked noisily on his throbbing manhood. Saliva spilled from the corners of her mouth, and her juices soaked the sheets below her. Her legs quivered and thrashed like a fish out of water as her climax shook her body, leaving her weak and breathless. I climbed off the bed and pulled Daniel away from her. My hands moved to his wet, throbbing cock. I stroked it slowly and smiled down at my pretty wife. "Are you ready to taste my cock?" I asked Daniel in a smooth, confident tone. I looked outwardly calm, but my heart was racing. I released his dick from my grasp and climbed back onto the bed, straddling my wife's head and lowering my balls into her waiting mouth. "Yes, sir," Daniel said softly. A slight tremble in his voice betrayed his nervousness as he leaned over the bed and took my long, rigid cock between his lips. His head bobbed slowly as my wife licked and sucked my big balls. The sensation of having two people simultaneously sucking my cock and balls was incredible, and what Daniel lacked in experience, he made up for in enthusiasm. He sucked hard on my big dick and ran his hands up my body to caress my chest. I eased forward and lowered my tight, sensitive asshole onto my wife's lips. She had often licked and played with my asshole, but her enthusiasm for the act tonight was amazing. Her tongue lapped at it and plunged inside of me as Daniel took my dick deep in his mouth, sending me to the point of no return. My cock exploded in his mouth, filling him with hot cum as I groaned. He swallowed it all like a good slut, and I climbed off the bed. "You're both good slaves," I told them, as I fought hard to catch my breath from the ferocity of my orgasm. "As a reward for serving your master so well, you may both come." "Thank you, master," they said in unison. "Daniel," I said confidently, "fuck my wife and make her come hard." "Yes, sir," he replied eagerly, as he climbed between her legs and sank his dick balls deep inside of her. My wife came quickly as he fucked her. She cried loudly as she came. Her chest heaved and sweat covered her brow. Her cheeks were flushed as she looked radiant. My heart swelled as I watched her body twist and squirm with pleasure from a second tremor, then a third. "I'm close, master," Daniel warned as he continued to thrust his cock into my wife's creamy liquid core. "Pull out and come on her cunt," I ordered, and he quickly complied. He stroked his shaft as ribbons of cum spewed onto her fat, swollen labia, covering them like a glazed donut. "Good slave," I praised. "Now clean up your mess and make her come again." I moved to her head and kissed her tenderly. "I love you, my pet," I said as her body responded to his eager tongue. "Thank you, master," she groaned as another climax shook her exhausted body. "I love you too." I untied my wife and kissed her deeply. My rejuvenated dick pressed against her tummy as we embraced. "Bend over, slave," I ordered her as I grabbed the lube from the nightstand and coated her asshole and my cock liberally. I eased my dick into her tight asshole and fucked her hard and fast. Daniel stood by obediently, waiting for my next command. His cock showed signs of recovery, and I ordered him onto the bed so my wife could suck it hard again, which she quickly did. "Get on top of him," I told her, as I guided his erection into her frothy cunt. I moved behind her and pushed my cock into her gaping asshole, making her moan like a wanton whore. We fucked my wife hard, making her come countless times before depositing our seed into her cunt and ass and leaving her a sweaty, exhausted mess on the bed.